Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Well, 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 what a big podcast we got for you today. We get the cream of the crop, Australia's funniest comedians on the show every day. Ed Cavalli, he's going to be on with us. He's going to share some behind-the-scenes stuff from Have You Been Paying Attention that didn't make it to air on TV.
Do you know what sets up my whole morning?
What's that?
It's having a really good giggle really early and Disney or Dirty, our competition. Yep, simple as it sounds.
Yes.
You're either going to choose if the movie that Spider looks up intently is a Disney movie or a dirty movie.
Yeah.
And I reckon we've got a cracker of a contestant today.
A lot of homework goes into it. And I'm going to do a spray on GOT.
What?
Game of Thrones.
You don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I know that. But do real men watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Do they watch GOT?
Yes.
They got nothing else better to do. They got nothing in their lives other than GOT.
I have plenty of other things I should be doing with my life, but no, I'm watching Game of Thrones. So to answer your question, yes, we do have better things to do. But the last episode today, it's a big one, big for Game of Thrones fans all around the world. The podcast starts now with Bridge and Spider, so enjoy it.
Bridge and Spider's Disney.
Where's my personal reserve of moose juice?
And goose juice. Or dirty.
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
Yeah, we've got some movie headline titles here for you. We've got three of them, actually, and a great prize to win as well. If you're the last one standing, so give us a call, 132710. And if you're the last one standing, after naming, are these a Disney movie?
Yes.
Or are they an adult-only dirty movie?
What is the prezi today, Ben?
Oh, this is a good one. And we're going to catch up with this bloke later in the week, actually. James Rain, the anthology. So it includes hit tracks from the last three decades. Spoilt for choice with hits from Mr. James Rain and Oz Krull.
Okay, right.
Yeah, well, you played it, Bridget, your housewarming.
Yeah, we did it here at work.
Yeah,
that was lovely.
Okay, who we got first off?
Carrie up first from Eleanor. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Good morning too.
Good morning to you.
Wow, that's appropriate.
All right, here we go. Disney or dirty? This is how it works. All you have to do is tell us if this is a Disney movie or a dirty movie. Carrie, here we go. The first one is called Down Dirty Duck.
Can I phone a friend?
No.
All
right, I'm going dirty.
Well done, you won off the...
Really? I was leaning Disney.
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah, no, it's an adult animation, a comedy.
Oh, what are they?
Yeah, it's about a worker and he's got an unnamed duck.
Oh.
And it's got a lot of negative reviews, but it's more of a cult film. In the adult industry.
Wayne Carey?
Yeah, a little bit different. The duck, he was good in the wet. He was good in the wet. Anyway.
Don't say that.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Animated, though, oofy movies. That's a neck level, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, don't forget it all started with Leisure Suit Larry. Haven't you ever seen Leisure Suit Larry? If you've never seen it, just Google it. It was one of the great computer games on the Commodore 64.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, Carrie, he'd do things in the corner.
And the words would come up at the bottom and you're allowed to go to the bar or go to the spa. Anyway, the next movie.
You're one from one, Carrie. You got to get three.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
All right, second movie. My Friend Flicker.
Come on. I'd love to say dirty, but I think it's a Disney.
You are on fire.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
You are up and about on Monday.
I'm doing a Lake and Hewitt while I'm driving.
Yeah, it's about a 10-year-old boy given a horse, and the horse got sick. And ended up getting him back to good health. And the horse's name was Flicker.
Awesome. Mm. Flicker.
And it was his friend.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Okay, here we go. For a clean sweep of the board.
We haven't had one of these.
Yeah. No.
I can do it.
Come on.
I'm going to answer it. It's dirty.
No. Have a listen. Here we go. Ready?
All right.
The 5,000 fingers of DT.
Can I say dirty again, or do I believe it?
Hurry up, you're going 3 seconds. Disney or dirty?
I'm going Disney, please. Thank you, Eddie.
Disney.
What a day!
Yes, he did it! Patrick.
Ooh, ooh,
Oh, yeah.
You've cleaned
sweep. I'm standing to the steering wheel right now in this beautiful traffic.
There we go.
You are on fire.
Is there anyone you want to thank for your performance today, Carrie? Do you want to thank your mum? Thank the academy?
My family, of course. My dead mother. Look, everybody. My nana. My 15 kids I've got. My three wives.
Oh, we got a lot in common.
Yeah. Is this just Spider calling? Hey, Carrie, well done, mate. James ran the anthology, all yours, including hit tracks from the last three decades. And, of course, the glory of winning Disney or Dirty, a clean sweep.
A clean sweep. There's a first.
There we go. Good on you,
he's
Sarah.
So proud.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Back on telly tonight. Have you been paying attention? And yes, sir. Yes, we are.
Yes,
Ed Cavalier,
yes.
We're paying attention.
Hi, guys. Thank you for that sort of military-style intro. I appreciate that. And now, look, the time is often up for debate. What time do we start, people ask? Now, we know, Spide, that we start officially after MasterChef.
Yes.
So, first week, I think that was 5 to midnight. I think they might have, Matt Preston's having a double serving of dessert tonight. So I think it goes MasterChef, then us, then straight into Danos Direct. So it's a big night. It's a very, very big night on Channel 10.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Now, it's great to be back. But the question I get asked a lot, and it's one I'm going to start addressing because we haven't addressed it for a while, is what gets cut out of the show? Because we do have, we have a live audience, right?
Okay.
So it's the same live audience that they have for Studio 10. They keep them there all day and we just use defibrillators to get them going again because a lot of them are not, they're not well, but that's okay. So what are the stuff that gets cut out? Now, we were given rules because there's a lawyer, actually, this is true, there's a lawyer that sits up in the booth and watches the show as it goes to air and makes little notes about things that we can and can't say.
Okay.
Now, when Mick Malloy's on, there are two. Because normally one of the lawyers quits pretty early on. And we got told, because so, stuff was getting cut out. So we don't record for very, very long. That's the other thing, Bridge, because it's a quiz and the points matter.
Yes.
We're only there for like, I don't know, an hour and 20 minutes, something like that, right?
Oh, is that it? And none of it's prepped, right? Tell me none of it's prepped.
Well, no, because can't you tell from how dumb the other people on the show are? They're like, you know, that's the thing. Rich people will say, oh, you win all the time. I'm like, look who I'm up against.
It's
like,
yeah.
Sam Pang and Kitty Flanagan's hardly a Mensa,
convention.
Kind of, convention, that's the word I couldn't find. Dragging myself down to their level.
10 points, Ben.
Yeah, 10 points for Ben. You're moving on to the next round. Here are the things that there are three people that if you make a joke about them, that they are almost certainly going to get cut out. And I'm going to see if you guys can guess who those people are because two of them have strong links to the coast. Have a swing. Who do you think are the people that the lawyers, as soon as you say
Clive
their name,
Palmer.
Big CP's one, right?
Yeah.
So Big CP is out of there. Like, he spent, $56 million on the election.
Mm.
But if you say one thing about the bloke, then you're out. Then they cut it out. So he's out.
Really?
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Another one. Next one?
Well, I wouldn't say they're a celebrity no one really know, but Mike from Maths.
I was going to say that too. Maths? How funny. That was my guess as well. Isn't that funny?
Do you know what? Mike from Maths is so desperate to be on TV that he's in the audience shouting out his own name. So you are.
I bet he is.
Tom asked a question. You know, the Vatican have changed the laws over on the weekend. What's it? Mike from Maths. No, Mike, go away. I always ask myself this question. Who do I hate more, Mike from Maths or Cholera? And it is a close-run thing because they're very, very similar.
Right.
Well, Mike's a big listener to this show, so we'll say g'day for you next time.
Really?
Hello, Mike.
You poor things. Actually, don't say that. He'll probably take over from you guys next year, so I wouldn't even say his name. It's like Beetlejuice. If you say his name three times, he appears. I'll give you one more. The Corbys. Our friends, the Corbys, family.
Oh, yes, you can't say anything.
No.
Yep. So, I mean, everyone just got a little bit tight there, and as well they should. Now, there was one week where Tommy said, big news for Mercedes Corbys this week,
yes.
What's happened? And I buzzed in and said, she's chewed through a fence. Now,
Ed, don't. It's too close to home.
I've never seen more lawyers with more pens in my life. But now I've said it on live radio, so you guys can deal with that one. I'll see you next week.
That's it.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, the big one today. Do real people actually watch Game of Thrones?
Oh, no, don't.
No, let's be serious.
What do you mean?
It's make-believe semi-medieval world of dragons and swords and White Walkers and, I don't know, Battle of Winterfell or something.
I've told you repeatedly how much I like this show, and here you are saying, does any real person watch it?
It's pretty pathetic, really, when you think about it.
You haven't even watched the episode.
But I can only see what I see on television and all the ads, and it looks pathetic just watching those. Oh. All these adults getting so wound up into such a semi-medieval world. You know, they have a crack at their kids playing Fortnite, yet they'll sit there and watch Games of Thrones for hours and hours. Harry Potter didn't change the world with hobbits and dragons. Oh. Why is Games of Thrones or Game of Thrones? so good. It's just this big adult fairy tale. And what do you got to believe in the golden age of television these days with so many options? Why is Game of Thrones so popular? What is it about swords and dragons and people dressed in armour filmed in a dark set that you have absolutely no idea what's happening?
That was one episode.
And in the first series, everybody killed off, and then they thought, okay, this is actually a lot more popular than we thought. We better stretch this out for another 7 series, and that's what they've done. When you actually look at it, there's 60 hours of content.
Yes.
In the... to find out who claims this throne. Yeah. 60 right. hours. I'll be honest with you. That's 2.5 days of Games of Thrones.
You should talk about something you're cross. You really know what that is.
2.5 days. Right. I could walk to St. George in 2.5 days and be more fun. I'd rather listen...
I think I'd prefer you to walk to St. George.
I'd rather listen to Bardo on loop for 60 hours than watch Game of Thrones.
Be careful what you wish for.
You want that? This is a lot more better than Game of Thrones, isn't it?
You haven't even watched an episode. You're talking about something and judging something you've never seen.
I am telling you, real men. I've only seen the ads, and I couldn't spend. I get sick over half a minute. Imagine trying to cover it off for 60 minutes.
I don't watch it either, but just let people who like it watch it.
But what do they get off on with swords and hobbits and all these hobbits. dragons? I don't understand it. So for those people, real men do not watch Game of Thrones.
Ouch.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Oh, dearie me.
I'm not taking that from you, spider. I'm not going to take that.
Why?
I think you should watch the last episode with me. Actually, no, I'm going to watch the last episode because I don't want too many questions, but then I will happily re-watch it with you.
Hang on. This comes from a guy who's started watching it from the beginning again, Peter.
Yeah, I started watching it again from season one last week.
Did you buy a Game of Thrones doll?
A doll? No.
Yeah.
He'd accept it, though.
You would, though, wouldn't you? You would buy a Game of Thrones doll.
I haven't
doll.
Bought one, but my birthday is only 4 weeks away.
Can't believe 60 hours of it.
60 hours? You won't get back. You can't get that back.
Well, I'm doing it again. I'm going to watch another 60 hours.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
It's a great show.
Look, it's fine, but just, you watch it, that's great. I don't watch it, that's fine. Peter, don't get in the middle of people's crap.
But what is it? It's just fairy tale dragons v. dragons v. dragons. Like, Peter Dragon goes over and blows up a throne. Let's be honest. how do you enjoy that stuff?
I don't know anything about it. The thing is, you know more about it than I do.
Only because I had to research because I don't like it.
Disturbing.
All right, spider spraying something he doesn't understand.